it was tougher, to be honest with you. What when I say tougher, as in not necessarily, you know, causing him any problems, but I'll give him every credit. He took a lot of punishment in there, and he deserves credit for that.
Yeah, a lot of those shots you landed, a lot of people wouldn't have been able to stand up to him.
Oh, I think about round six, I thought he wants a way out here now. He's looking feeling a bit sorry for himself. I was hitting him with some good shots. Freddie would tell me to open up on the combinations and change the angle and then go again. And a couple of times when I did that, I was having very good success and it was getting to him. But I think when he got to about round 9, 10, he seen the finish line, and credit to him, he bit down on his gum shield and he hung in there.
So now it's okay?
Yeah, that happened. I think, to be honest with you, this happened in your gym, Fred. In about 2010. Yeah, the nose is fine, yeah.
Obviously, one step closer to Lee Selby now as well, so that'd be another great fight.
Yes, you know, it's just another, like I say, we got the good win, and it puts us another step closer to where we want to be. We want to become world champion again. There's a lot of good fights out there, and so this was an IBF eliminator, so that could be next.
How's life stateside? Are you settling in?
Yeah, to be honest with you, it's just, you know, other than the training, you know, which is, you know, I feel like I'm learning every day. Everything else is the same. I just go to and from the gym, do the training, and don't really go out here or there or anything. It's just all training, and you know, it's the quality that I'm getting. And I feel like I'm learning and improving, and that's what I want to keep doing.
You know, Liam wants to take you and Mickey out.
Yep.
No, Mickey Rourke. Mickey Rourke changed the gym quite a bit, and he's a big fan of his, and he's always asking if he can box, and come down, Mickey. You're 63.
How do you think he's settled in?
He's doing well. He'll do well. I mean, we do have to work on some things, and again, I mean, against an opponent like we have that will throw back every time you throw at him. I mean, we should have. If we could have got out of the pocket a little bit quicker, it would have been better. But he was more concentrated on just pushing this guy back and being more game, because we kind of had a part of the game plan was that we knew that this guy can't fight going back too well. He fights well coming forward. So when we did back him up, it was part of the instructions to back him up, of course. But the thing is, I didn't want him staying in the pocket for too many punches, because if you stay there too long, you will get hit back. And that guy, I mean, he showed a lot of balls. With Selby in you, he's a tough guy. I mean, he's not an easy fight for anybody, that guy. He's for real. I was impressed, because he took some shots. I mean, and he can punch a little bit.
How highly do you rate Selby?
Well, you know, I have to readjust that now, because Selby struggled with him a little bit, I thought, and it was a pretty close fight. But then, you know, he was very game in our fight also. So he might be a little bit tougher than I thought, so forth. But if that's the best fight out there for us right now, I mean, that's something we were looking to go after for sure. But because, you know, the other champions are all going to fight each other one more time, because they already fought twice and they split. And you know, I don't think we'll get those guys yet. Even though, but eventually we will get Frampton back in the ring.